Schoenfeld once asked a group of high school students how long they would work on a homework question before they concluded it was too hard for them ever to solve. Their answers ranged from 30 seconds to 5 minutes, with the average answer 2 minutes. But Renee persists. She experiments. She goes back over the same issues time and time again. She thinks out loud. She keeps going and going. She simply won't give up. She knows on some vague level that there is something wrong with her theory about how to draw a vertical line, and she won't stop until she's absolutely sure she has it right. Renee wasn't a math natural. Abstract concepts like slope and undefined clearly didn't come easily to her. But Schoenfeld could not have found her more impressive. "There's a will to make sense that drives what she does," Schoenfeld says. She wouldn't accept a superficial, "yeah, you're right," and walk away. That's not who she is. And that's really unusual. He rewound the tape and pointed to a moment when Renee reacted with genuine surprise to something on the screen. "Look," he said, "she does a double take." Many students would just let that fly by. Instead, she thought, "that doesn't jibe with whatever I'm thinking. I don't get it. That's important. I want an explanation." And when she finally gets the explanation, she says, "yeah, that fits." At Berkeley, Schoenfeld teaches a course on problem solving, the entire point of which, he says, is to get his students to unlearn the mathematical habits they picked up on the way to university. "I pick a problem that I don't know how to solve," he says. "I tell my students, you're going to have a 2-week take-home exam. I know your habits. You're going to do nothing for the first week and start it the next week. And I want to warn you now, if you only spend 1 week on this, you're not going to solve it."